tensed. Bitsublin will now begin.
Hello, I'm Bryn, and you're listening to Bits of Bryn. Thanks for downloading my podcast.
Today is Friday, December 16th, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. It'll be just a short show today because I am 100% exhausted from performing. For the past month and a half, I have been performing around the clock every weekend, and I got home from my last performance of the month a few hours ago. So I am definitely exhausted, but I figured I should get you guys all up to date because I've been behind in my podcasting. So let's start with December's first performance on the 6th. Julia, the musician that I interviewed in a previous podcast, had booked me and a few other performers to sing at this gig downtown. I arrived there and I thought maybe I had gone to the wrong place because it was a pool hall. There was like 50 pool tables and this huge room filled with nothing but pool things. And I'm like, where am I supposed to go? As if someone was reading my thoughts or whatever, the security person who was kind of spooky looking, he came up behind me and showed me where to go. So that was a good thing. I don't know why I didn't see it. The stairs were all lighted and everything. Whoops. Well, I got up there and it was really cool. It was this loft, which was actually titled The Loft. And there was a stage about a foot off ground level. There was strobe lights and those fancy swirling lights that they put on you while you're performing. Just like a real gig. This wasn't like performing at a mall or someplace. This is where musicians go to hang out. And there were black lights on the walls and it was really cool. There was a bar there too. And it served water. But the first performer was really cute, and I was really enjoying being there. It was just so much fun, and I couldn't wait to go perform. I did get a little nervous when the person who went right before me got up there and finished. And when I got up there, I was really nervous. Whoops. Well, the song that I sang was Broken Wing. I don't even know why I chose that song. Big mistake. Broken Wing, I started to sing that song before I ever took a voice lesson in my whole life. So I practiced it and learned it wrong. And so I would slip back into my old habits when singing that song. But I thought after 10 months of voice lessons, I could apply what I've learned to that song. Well, I was mistaken. I got up there and I started breaking and messing up and swallowing my notes again. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? It was, so nervous. And so I was focusing more on my vocal technique than I was my performance. So my stage presence was lacking oomph and the entire thing was just subpar. And then, to my dismay, the CD started skipping. Oh, no, it wouldn't read. And so I had to finish the song a cappella. And it was the very end part where you need all your nerves, otherwise you're going to mess up. And I was shaky. I finally did hit the last note. Good. And I held it out. So that was a relief. But the whole performance was just lousy. So you're not going to listen to it. But I was supposed to sing another song after that. I chose Valentine by Martina McBride because I love that song. And the CD wouldn't read either when I tried to sing that song. So I had to sing that one a cappella, 100% no music. I was so nervous. I had to start on the right note. Otherwise, it would be too high or too low and I would break or something. So it took me a while to collect my breath and my nerves and everything else. But I did perform that song a cappella, and I feel that I did a good job. despite only a few mistakes that only I could notice, I felt that I delivered well, having have been so freaked out by the whole CD fiasco. I did learn something, though. Always have a backup CD. Always. Because if you don't, it's probably going to skip on you. There's a little quote. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible moment. That's sure true. So I'm going to make backups of every CD, and also I'm going to keep them away from my little 4-year-old sister. When I looked at the CD after my performance, it was munged. Oh my goodness, there was stuff all over it. I don't even know what it was. Food, fingerprints, and anything else really gross that you could possibly think of. So, if you ever go to perform somewhere, make sure you have a backup CD that hasn't been loved by someone else. So, on the whole, the performance was just a growing experience, which I hope I don't ever have to go through again. Well, anyway, the song of the week for this podcast will be the Valentine performance from The Loft. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another Gigabits update. Enjoy!
Alright, I guess I'm going to sing this one a cappella. Okay, here we go.
If there were no words, no way to speak, I would still hear you. If there were no tears, no way to feel inside, I'd still feel for you. And even if the sun refused to shine, even if romance ran out of rhyme, you would still have my heart until the end of time. You're all I need, my love, my Valentine. All of my life I have been waiting for, all you give to me. You've opened my eyes and shown me how to love unselfishly. I've dreamed of this a thousand times before, but in my dreams I couldn't love you more. I will give you my heart until the end of time. You're all I need, my love, my Valentine. Oh, and even if the sun refused to shine, even if romance ran out of rhyme, I will give you my heart until the end of time. 'Cause all I need is you, my Valentine. Oh, you're all I need, my love, my Valentine.
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye bye.
This podcast is part of the Team Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at teampodcasters.com.